We probably were only in the studio about 4 days, but two of them were 3 years ago and two of them were this year.
Once the little Willies are actually all in the same place, it doesn't take much time to make an album. But the wait since their 2006 debut has paid off because they just found more great songs to share. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. Lee Alexander, Jim Campolongo, Nora Jones, Richard Julian, and Dan Reeser are names that pop up in a lot of liner notes and surprise gigs, especially here in New York. And their shared love of classic country tunes also led them to share a band, the Little Willies. Even their name lets you know that with the fun and humor comes a deep respect for the songs and artists that the Little Willies cover. And after treating us to a first batch of tunes 5 years ago, the band has made a new album called For the Good Times. Across 12 songs, Willie Nelson, of course, gets a nod, as do Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Ralph Stanley, and Dolly Parton. And I had a chance to ask three of the Little Willies, Nora, Richard, and Jim, about facing those questions of authenticity and taking a visit to Loretta Lynn's Fist City.
That's her version of Jolene.
I mean, it really is.
It's like, it's not begging anything. It's just telling it.
And that's a song that, like, a lot of people don't know that song. Like, it's so cool that you guys are doing it on the record, because it is going to shine a light on this great piece of classic country. What attracted you to that one, guys?
I just love that song. I mean, I love Loretta Lynn, and she has a lot of great songs, but that one just seemed kind of fun. And
I didn't know it until you brought it in.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I needed, like, a non-ballad, because I had too many ballads at the time. So
there's also a thing in country music of that, like, lyrical humor that was such a part of country music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we're called the Little Willies, so we definitely don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. You know, like, we like having fun songs. I mean, that's half of the band. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saint, my baby's a saint, cause my daddy won't get around with the kid. I'm here to tell you gal to lay off my man if you don't go to Fist City.
Any reaction or response from the sort of traditional country music community? What have you gotten? Like, anything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in New York. I don't really.
Yeah, me too.
I have no idea if they know, if we're on their radar at all, you know.
But we don't try to be authentic, so it wouldn't. Yeah. If somebody said we weren't authentic, it would be like, oh, thanks.
Well, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you get it.
Yeah, it's not authentic, but you guys are operating at a very high level. I mean, there's no messing around with the playing. It's really pure. It's straight up high quality, the arrangements and the actual playing, you know?
Well, and our intentions are good and pure and out of extreme respect and love of all these songs. So,
definitely. You know? Yeah.
I mean, no one could question our investment.
We love these songs. Yeah. We just want to sound like us, though. You know, we're not trying to be super country, you know?
Right. Just deliver the story. And there's plenty of stories in those songs.
The Little Willies recorded live at the Bell House in Brooklyn with I Worship You and Fist City. Look for their new album, For the Good Times, out in January. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop. Hear more exclusive performances in our archives at WFUV.org.